There we go. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. I don't know. I'm gonna hit those issues afterwards. You know, one of the things I'm gonna start with. You know, yesterday I was out and walking the dog, and I leaned up next to a piece of bitter brush, and I saw that it's already starting to green up a little bit. So apparently, spring's right around the corner. You know, here we go. So one of the things that I like to do, and I think that it's important for all of us, but I really like to bring it to our acreage listeners, because there's some things right now that we can do in anticipation of this spring year on these days. I guess we're going to have a couple real cold days, so you can start with some of the stuff inside. But there's some things that you can do and get on the schedule early in the season, so it's not problematic to you once they turn on the irrigation water and get things going. So, you know, spring cleaning's here. This is time, if you've got irrigation equipment, you've got pumps, you got any of that sort of thing that needs some attention, maybe you sort of limped through the end of last season and you wanted to get it down to the shop, well, now's the time to get it down to the shop before there's a list of everybody else's stuff that's down there. Kind of get ready to, you know, line up your ditches, burn your ditches, get all of that sort of cleaned up and get it going. Equipment, whatever it may be, you know, do you need hydraulic fluid? Do you need a tune-up? You know, is there something that, once again, you know, we all sort of have a tendency to hold stuff together with duct tape and baling wire, you know, to sort of finish up the season. But it'd be nice if we had it, we could start the season with stuff in good repair and ready to go, because it's not like we're not going to use it this year. Lawnmowers, weed eaters, you know, those electric weed eaters, I didn't think that I'd go down this road, but they're pretty darn nice. They're pretty nice, you know. I had one of those two-cycle weed eaters for years, and it seemed that every year I had to take it in and get a tune-up and get it all cleaned up because I, you know, left the fuel in it for the winter months or whatever. The electric weed eaters actually do a pretty darn good job. This is a good time. I know that I get this in the fall, but it's also a good time because the spring rains do come. Your gutters and downspouts and directing that water away from your house. You know, this time of year, what happens is an awful lot of water, you know, particularly as we get it, April showers, bring May flowers or whatever. But, you know, when March and April get here and we start to have some of those sizable rains, the more that water can be directed away from the structure, away from the foundation. So by that, I mean, you know, to maybe clean up the rain gutters a little bit, make sure that if you have any director pads or whatever at the bottom of the downspouts, that you've got those pointed, because it's easy, you know, in the summer or in the winter months, you know, the snow came, you kind of move things around, everything sort of gets a little out of whack, and you just let it roll. But if you just do just a quick walk around and make sure that those splash blocks are pushing the water away from the property, and the rain gutters have plenty of opportunity to get that water out of there as fast as possible, then you won't have any intrusion issues and won't have any of that. Gates and fences. You know, gates and fences are gates and fences. You'd use them a lot more time in the summer months. And if you've got some broken hinges or broken clasp, or, you know, some of the corners are not under tension, maybe you need some tension in your wire, whatever you need. Once again, if you're going to keep your livestock in your pasture, you know, it's going to help quite a bit if you get your gates and fences in a pretty good repair. Hard surfaces. Hard surface is a great one. The reason I bring up hard surfaces now is, you know, the winter months are generally pretty hard on any asphalt that you have, or pavers or concrete or whatever it may be. And if you're thinking that you might want to do some repairs on that sometime this spring, to go ahead and get on the book early, get on the schedule early, so when the weather turns, you can get that stuff done and fixed. It's really nice to have that stuff in good repair during your growing season and during your season. And looks like they're pushing me a little bit. I guess I'm just going to have to wait for that one, because I thought that was pretty important as well. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson here on FM News 100 1110 KBND. And we'll talk to you after the break.